This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio as usual. We're on the 24/7 365 cycle, and you're riding it along with us, sort of a wave, if you will. The president down in El Paso, Texas, with Beto. 35,000 in one and, 500 in another. That was the comparative numbers that we're hearing, basically, from the Trump visit to El Paso. Highlighting, of course, the wall. The deal was made, apparently, yesterday, much to the chagrin of Gavin Newsom, who was whining in his... Well, he was whining yesterday. We're going to talk about that in just a second with Chris Street. So, anyway, it looks like there is going to be a budget deal with wall money, about $1.375 billion, something like that, for the wall, which is enough. You know, we get keep him going for a couple of years anyway on building that wall, which he'll ultimately do in terms of a build-out. That's just the way it is. Also, the president's polling numbers, I hate to tell everybody, but, you know, I'm more than happy to tell all of those mega fans, 52% approval on Rasmussen as of this morning. Presidential daily briefing or daily polls and numbers. It is absolutely phenomenal. He was at 43% about a week and a half ago. Now he's at 52% and rising. That's what happens when you have a really, really, really good State of the Union address. Now, with us right now is Chris Street. And of course, Chris Street, co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio, has come up with a couple of stories that are really, really big national stories. The first one dealing with Mr. Bezos. Owner of Amazon, of course, the richest man in the world, and his mistress and wife and everything else, and a $100 billion potential contract out the window. And talk about that, and also Gavin Newsom. His great, I guess you would say, press conference yesterday. Chris has got some opinions on that. Also about the miss, in other words, a $2 billion miss by Gavin Newsom just this last month. So, Chris, tell us about Mr. Bezos. What's going on in his world?
Well, Mr. Bezos has two businesses. He has the sort of retail business that he sells products over the internet, correct?
Right, Amazon.
And and some of those products are real, and some of those are from China. And Trump just sabotaged a big part of that business, because you could ship products from China to the United States over the Postal Service cheaper than you can ship products from Los Angeles to San Francisco. And with that kind of an edge, Amazon has been able to be highly profitable. Its prices generally are higher than other websites, but it's highly convenient, right?
Right, right.
Key to that high convenience is that Amazon, actually 40% of their business is retail. It used to be about 80%, about 40% of their business is revenues from retailing, providing website and cloud services for other retailers who want to sell on the internet. And because he has the economy of scale, he's able to build the biggest cloud out there. It's about $27 billion in revenue compared to, say, I believe 16 for Microsoft, about 10 for IBM. But this business is wildly profitable. Now, you know, the company just finished its annual sales of $232 billion, up 31%. But that business, total profitability for all that business was less than $5 billion. Now, the Amazon Web Services, called AWS, service revenues were up 47% to $25.6 billion, but it generated $7.3 billion in operating income. That means that less than about a tenth of the sales generated more profit than the other parts of Amazon. So this is really the profitable business. And Amazon got a special contract in 2013 to work with the CIA in putting up a cloud for the CIA. That contract was highly controversial, but it was $600 million in revenue. It was controversial because Amazon had never been a contractor to the DOD. Uh-huh. And never had those deep national security experience and such. But somehow, you know, under Obama's administration, he won that contract. And as the days sort of played out, the Obama administration, one of the last gifts they gave to America is they set up a contract competition for what's called the JEDI. This is the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure contract that will take all DOD cloud services, about $10 billion a year, and put them into one vendor. And guess who's the front and center for that contract, Paul?
Well, it must be Amazon.
Right.
AWS.
Guess what competition, you know, structure was set up by what president?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes.
I hate it when this happens.
This contract is wildly controversial and was expected to be let sometime, could be, you know, February, March, April. It is so controversial that both IBM and Oracle filed pre-award opposition that this is a single vendor contract, which is nobody in technology does a single vendor contract. Nobody's going to have one, you know, company like Boeing build every one of your planes. What if there's a problem, right?
Right.
So there were already, you know, but it looked like they were going to get this contract. It's a 10-year, $10 billion a year contract. Given that the profitability of the existing cloud business is 29% compared to like 0.1% on the other business. And of course, with economies of scale, it'd probably be more profitable. This is a $100 billion contract and at least $30 billion of profits. It is valued by Wall Street at somewhere around $200 billion.
Jeez.
In Amazon stock. Jeez. More importantly, if they lose this contract, they will also be at risk for losing the other government contracts they've been picking up, which probably amounts to another $4 or $5 billion in revenue and an expected $10 billion in wins this year. So you put it all together, you know, this is about 40% of Amazon's stock price today is predicated on them, you know, dominating the cloud for government.
Jeez. So this the big thing though is that we have the DICK Pictures.
Yes, the D-Picks. Yes.
I was just calling them Dick Picks, but we'll call them D-Picks.
We have Lauren Sanchez with the cigar.
Oh, well, hold on to that cigar thought. We have a break coming up. We come back from the break, we're going to talk about cigars and D-picks on Agenda 21 Radio, because it does have an impact on New California. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're talking about D-picks with Chris Street. D-picks and Mr. Bezos of Amazon. And billions of dollars in lost revenue. And, of course, what's the value? Mr. Bezos has been having an affair with a Lauren Sanchez, who's married, I understand. She also is a movie
married
producer.
Married to a Hollywood agent, Paul.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So this is high visibility stuff. More importantly, she's also the pilot for the helicopter work for Bezos' company called Blue Origin. It's funded with Amazon stock each year.
Uh-huh. And how's that working out for them?
I guess it's worked out just fine, because not only did they have the D-picks for that were talked about by the National Enquirer, there's also a Bill Clinton-esque shot of Mrs. Sanchez smoking a cigar in what looks to be a simulated you-know-what kind of sex scene. And then there's the Carlos Danger-esque shirtless Bezos wearing tight shorts where his whatever manhood appears to be penetrating out of the garment. So these aren't just like, you know, kid pics. These are much worse. These are just political dynamite. But the more important thing is, how could someone so reckless to send, you know, D-pics across the internet, be getting the largest national security contract to be controlling all of national security data? I mean, the key to the, you know, the original sort of CIA manual, you can actually get this, which is a hoot. It's called the the operational manual, Morale Operations Field Manual by good old Wild Bill Donovan. Remember him from the OSS?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the predecessor for the CIA. And they said the key to, you know, psychological operations recruit strong and reckless individuals as spies and turncoats through the use of blackmail and bribes. The manual suggested that recruiters focus on politicians, military leaders, newspaper editors, reporters, radio broadcasters, and heads of business too. And I quote, "Blackmail requires intimate intelligence on the man, his family, his friends, or his associates. Documentary or photographic evidence is valuable to increase the susceptibility of a target to blackmail. An agent should exploit transgressions and special vulnerabilities to drugs, alcohol, women, luxury, and power." Now, doesn't Jeff Bezos's actions justify somebody trying to blackmail him?
My God. Well, now he has a whole country trying to blackmail him more than anything else. I think that's probably the biggest problem that we have going forward for Mr. Bezos is that the country, taking a glance at the country, they're probably pretty the country's going to be pretty upset, and probably the blackmailers will be the citizens, I guess, of Bezos.
Well, and, you know, Bezos made this worse, or I shouldn't say he just made this public, when he tried to distract the whole, you know, affair and his dalliance and his recklessness by saying that the National Enquirer got the pictures was trying to blackmail him. Now, because they said, if you do this, I won't do that. I mean, that is common negotiations with reporters all the time. You give me a juicy piece of something I really want, and I won't dime you out. I mean, isn't that kind of way it works, Paul?
Yeah. No, listen, I was explaining that to the audience in the first hour, that doesn't seem like the National Enquirer has done anything that looks remotely dangerous whatsoever, and that they received information, legitimately so, and all the sources I saw three different sources that all said that the National Enquirer received information from an outside source, and no one's, you know, saying who it could be, but apparently it all comes back to Laura Sanchez as the person who has actually started the dissemination of those pics, because, you know, after all, he addressed them to her, and it seems pretty obvious that people were insinuating that the National Enquirer got those pics from her downstream.
Paul, the no one this reckless should be anywhere near national security data.
No, I would agree.
If, you know, he's saying that he's being bribed here or blackmailed. How do you know? You know, that others don't have these pictures also. How do you know that China or Russia or somebody who, you know, might have a certain attitude about the United States of America would like to have leveraged this or has been leveraging this, Paul?
This is
what he admits, not what is.
You know, Chris, I wanted to this sort of begs into the whole thing about Hillary Clinton and her email server. Because, you know, you would think that this is really kind of, as I understand it, fresh news, at least within the last year, perhaps, not a 2-year-old story or 3-year-old story. This is something that's fairly fresh. why in the world would he do something so stupid, especially in light of what was going on with Hillary Clinton in the email server that we've all experienced up to 2016, 2014, 15, and 16?
Because, just as they said, strong and reckless individuals, you know, documentary or photographic evidence is valuable. To increase susceptibility of the target to blackmail, an agent should exploit transgressions and special vulnerabilities to drugs, alcohol, women, luxury, and power. Now, obviously, he's probably smoking dope and drinking and, living the high life. If he's doing this, he's got unlimited amounts of money. He's the richest man in the world. The power has gone to his head, but more importantly, Paul, that power is generated by public stockholders. Amazon is banned from, getting this contract because of Bezos, they either have to fire him, and he owns 17% of the stock. Well, excuse me, he now is going to own about, that's right, he's now going to own closer to 7.5% of the stock with his divorce.
Wife, right.
Yeah. But one way or the other, I mean, this thing is going over the falls.
Now, what about the Washington Post business with Mr. Bezos?
That's what I was going to get to, too. Where has all of this leaking on Trump come from? Where's it getting published?
Yeah, the Washington Post.
They're always breaking the story. Where did they get? They've had the CIA cloud. What's in the CIA cloud that they have?
Everything. You've actually, over the years, have brought out the fact of how large the data storage facilities are on the East Coast and also here in in the West Coast of in Utah. That's where all that stuff is being stored. The cloud, of course, for the CIA is quite operational if you make it operational. And, of course, the big challenge that Donald Trump has had is the CIA and FBI.
That's right. That's right. So, the one who's taking a golden shower here has been Jeff Bezos, and that gold is real gold falling on him. He has leveraged his ability in Amazon, which is, Amazon sales, which is not a very profitable business, to get in the cloud, which is a spectacularly profitable business. And he is number one in that business by almost 60% more than anybody else. And if he won this contract, $100 billion contract, IBM, Oracle, Microsoft, I think Microsoft's number two, but they would all be severely and at least for 4 or 5 years, knocked out of the game to compete with this kind of product. The CIA, interestingly enough, said using the outside cloud was transformational.
Hang on, Chris. We got the break coming up. Come back more, Chris Street. We're going to be talking about Gavin Newsom, California's shortfall in money again, 2 months in a row. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Chris Street, and he's giving us the information on Jeff Bezos. And Bezos says, dalliances with a Lauren Sanchez, and this has become quite problematic for Jeff Bezos because he's got D-pics out there of himself and almost like Anthony Weiner style. In fact, as I was reading the story that came out of Page Six, I guess it was, about the whole situation preceding your information about this, the just incredible story that's broke this morning, and we're very happy to be breaking it here nationally, about Mr. Bezos and about his dalliances and his problems with bribery now. Obviously, in a $100 billion contract, defense contract, this is becoming quite problematic, I think, in the long run for the Amazon Corporation, and certainly consideration for firing Bezos would be one. But what about the outcome for such places like, the Washington Post?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, Paul, because Bezos paid about $280 million to buy the Washington Post, a property that most people thought was worth $100 million. Jeffy paid up because it gave him, direct. I think he did this in 2013, just about the time 2012, just before he got the CIA contract. He has used the Washington Post supposedly. He doesn't control editorial, but can you imagine that if you have a single owner, you're going to go after that owner? I've never seen a negative article in the Washington Post about Amazon or Jeff Bezos. But, right. You know, I don't know what the reporting is right now today on the scandal, but my understanding is they were driving in the last couple of days this idea that the National Enquirer had tried to blackmail Bezos. So, you know, this is a very incestuous group of people. A, he's in the media. B, he's got his ear in the national security cloud. And C, he's recklessly full of power. He thinks he has unlimited amount of what's the right way to say it? Unlimited breadth of activity because he's so rich and powerful.
Yeah, it really does amaze me how somebody in his position really does, you know, think that he can do anything he wants to do. But how stupid can you be? I keep coming back to that theme. How stupid can you be that he has put himself in this position of making it? Doesn't it sound reminiscent of Anthony Weiner?
That's right. Carlos Danger. Remember, that was Anthony Weiner's,
right,
you know,
right.
His texting. And this is sexting. You know, his Anthony Weiner's sexting to a underage girl, a 15-year-old, was under Carlos Danger. You know, and it was the, you know, shirtless with the tight pants. I guess this one goes beyond tight pants because it actually has tight pants with
something peeking
his manhood
out.
Penetrating. Now, that is just nutcase.
Take pictures of yourself like that.
I understand if you're some dumb kid in college that did this kind of stuff, or you're some girl in college and, you know, you thought this was going to all be fun, but every screenshot, you know, somebody out there who's not nice at all is going to own. And, you know, why wouldn't they shake you down later?
Oh, I know.
It's just for a regular person, you know, they could be blackmailed for this kind of stuff, let alone a powerful person. And more importantly, let alone somebody who's controlling the CIA database.
Yeah, it doesn't make for a really good visual, so to speak. Okay, so.
And you're going to give him all of it, every bit of the DOD? He's going to have the keys to the kingdom?
Yeah. So it looks like Bezos is gone. And Trump has, the thing that people might not understand, Chris, and I want to go back to this because it is, you know, 2 years since Donald Trump became president. And I want to remind the audience, today Donald Trump is our president, and tomorrow when you wake up, he's going to be our president still. Which is amazing, I know, just for some people to understand. But, you know, this was a contract that was really in the works and set up by President Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm sensing that Jeff Sessions had a hand in some of the investigation on this.
I cannot confirm or deny that, you know. I couldn't imagine that a guy was given, you know, a spectacular single source contract for the CIA to, create a cloud, a transformational cloud for the CIA, the inside line on Jeez. All of it, you know, could possibly have any political motives when the evaluation committee for the $10 billion contract to get all of the Department of Defense's cloud, you know, is manned by people selected by the Obama administration. I can't imagine how there could be any, you know, nexus, as they say. Don't you like that word, Paul? Nexus?
Nexus. So let's make the leap over to California now. And right. Gavin Newsom, who came out so boldly yesterday and was saying there's no budget deal, and of course it looks like there is a budget deal, but there might not be. That's problematic. I understand that to some degree. And there's been no final on this, but Gavin Newsom missed his numbers that he created, and I say that word created, about 3 weeks ago.
Right. Well, you got to put in perspective that, you know, magicians always, you know, raise a bunch of cane with their left hand as they put the money or the bunny in their pocket.
Right.
With the right hand. I mean, this is to hold a press conference and say you're going to pull 360 National Guard troops from the border, especially when Trump has already threatened to pull $9 billion of funding for the fires because California's policy of setting new regulations, basically shutting down all of the logging roads in the Sierras, and of course turning it into a conflagration fire. He pulls this sort of distraction because on the other side, he not only missed, his budget by $2 billion, the personal income tax collections crashed by $2.5 billion. The withholding tax collections of around, I guess, supposed to be $7.3 billion turned into be $6.8. Now, I could understand how rich people sometimes take capital gains and sometimes don't. But withholding, Paul, that's done by employers, and that's a tremendously easy statistic to follow to get a sense of trend in a state economy.
So what is that trend? I know where you're going with this, but what is that trend that you're seeing based upon this recent data?
Regular people working, regular companies taking employee withholding down 8% in the month tells me the trend is not your friend.
Well, unless you're New California.
That's right. And we should get to that, Paul. These articles are up in American Thinker. This is a very high visibility blog, and obviously the Trump administration reads all of it. So if you want to see these articles, go to American Thinker. That's where I publish every day, or at least one a day. Today I have two in there. But more importantly, if you are done with the foolishness of California, that they're sort of betting on the hard ways in Vegas. They've been getting away with that. Now they're making the most leveraged bet they've ever made, $144 billion in spending. They were down $4.8 billion in December. They're down another $2 billion in January. This is a state who's down $7 billion in 2 months with a total payroll of $10 billion. So, they can always cut 70% of the employees, right? Well, needless to say, that can't happen. So if you're done with Californian stupidity, they're going to crash. They are in terminal. They are headed for terminal impact. I like to say that meteor, that orange dot in the sky that's getting bigger and bigger, that meteor strike that's coming, that just got really orange yesterday.
Well, the situation is that you're talking about $7 billion just in that,
2 months. Two months, 60 days.
And and of course we're not even done with February. And I don't know, are we done with the numbers for January right now, or are they still coming?
Those were the numbers from January.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is out. This is both on the state controller's website. Now she's a Democrat, but a very a very responsible person. If you don't believe her, the nonpartisan legislative analyst office also had an analysis of December and January, because they're getting nervous.
Right.
What they're supposed to do is, give you a heads up if something is really ugly out there. And, they're saying so far it may work out. Maybe the stock market didn't go down that far and such like that. Maybe all this will turn out okay. Maybe people are just paying their taxes late because they just decided to do that this year.
Right.
But the bottom line to all of it, Paul, is, all of the honest people are telling you it's going down.
Right, right. So and of course there's no coming back from this. If you're talking about, let's just use for the next 10 months, there's going to be another $3 billion per month.
There is a coming back for this. The only reason they're not in a death spiral right now is the Trump bump. Remember that?
Right.
If Trump hadn't cut taxes and done these cut regulations and such like that, California would have been done in 2017. They got a great reprieve you know, collecting $17 billion in capital gains taxes. I mean, for Newsom to stand up there and the things he says about Trump are just sort of nuts. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be nice, right? And, you know, he's saying things about Trump that, he sneers and say every time Trump, it's another, you know, every day there's another concern. And he criticized Donald Trump in his inaugural as corruption and incompetence. Now, why would somebody who you're asking for $9 billion help you if you're going to say they're corrupt and incompetent? I mean, the incompetent one here, you know, is Newsom and his bottle of Brill Cream.
Brill Cream. For those of you who don't know what Brill Cream is, it's a hair gel. Yeah. Well, it's an old style.
Shiny hair.
Yeah.
That's got pretty much what he's got in his hair. Yeah. Check it out.
So the numbers are going down, as you say, precipitously this year in particular because of the FANG stocks. Their stock prices are depressed and the capital gains, which we
and Amazon is one of those FANG stocks.
Right. Apple and Amazon, the AAs and that. But the if the Amazon, all this stuff starts to tumble continuously, what we are going to experience, and I don't think their stocks are climbing like they have been. They've been down. This is going to spell huge bad numbers in terms of the taxes coming in for the state of California here in the next 6 months to a year, maybe even beyond that, don't you think? I mean, the FANGs have to rebuild themselves anyway. I mean, they're kind of out of vogue.
That's exactly right. I mean, everything has been as good as it could have been good, you know, and now it could be as bad as it could be bad. You know, the leverage in California's revenues is different than every other state. You know, California has a 13.7% tax on rich people. That is almost 30% higher than the next highest state. Why wouldn't you decide that living in Tahoe or living in Vegas is a great idea? You can live like a king and pay no state taxes. If you have a big capital gain coming in, you have a big income check from some commission or something like that, you sold a company, why would you stay in California? California's had net out migration for decades. Now it's going to be the rich people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. The rich people are leaving now.
It was the middle class before. You know, you had a barbell here. You had the poor and the rich. And the rich loved having poor because, you know, they're servants.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
It's cheaper. Well, and of course, that's why they're trying to flood. And of course, the other thing he was talking about yesterday in this press conference is there's no crisis at the border. Absolutely.
Well,
no,
I mean,
crisis.
If you're a Democrat, there isn't a crisis at the border. That's called hope.
That's right. It is a hopeful thing that he's going to get more voters that are going to come across the border and vote for the Democrats to get them in. It's just absolutely insanity well, of course, it's complete lies and bogus information that they're spewing out there. I guess, Chris, the prospects for New California start to look brighter every single day now.
Well, that's right, because they're pushing, you know, one thing about Jerry Brown, you know, whatever your politics, whatever you think, Jerry Brown might say he's a wild progressive, but he did increase drilling permits by around 20%, oil drilling permits by about 20% per year. You know, Newsom wants you to get rid of airplanes and, you know, ride in electric trains that don't exist. You know, Jerry Brown, people talk about Jerry Brown's choo-choo, but at the depth of the recession, he cut a deal with Obama that by committing to spend $2.7 billion at some point and some time, the federal government sent California an $8.7 billion check. Now, you tell me who's done a better deal than that.
Well, yeah, but those days are done now.
Well, he only was committed to spend $2.7 billion. They still haven't spent the $2.7 billion, by the way. You know, you can't find a mile of track. You can find a couple hundred feet of it. But you know, is it ever going to get built? I doubt it. Why would it get built? You'd have to actually spend money.
Well, I do know that in Fresno, when I drove by there not too long ago, there's a lot of looks like freeway overpasses are huge things. No track, but there certainly is a lot of concrete being poured and bridge making taking place along the road there. But it's almost like you said that it is a train to nowhere at this point in time.
Yeah. Come on. They originally were going to go over the Grapevine. Now they're going to go the backside, which is through the desert. I can't. What's the name of the town you go through when you go around the backside through the desert?
You mean Victorville?
Yes.
Victorville in that area.
You know, you're going to speed towards Victorville. I mean, that is out in the boonies, buddy. No, and then you're going to take a hard right turn and come to Los Angeles?
Yeah. Well, that's
yeah. I mean, at some point, and it. I happen to be a big fan of the Hyperloop, which is, you know, nothing but a pneumatic tube for people, right? I mean, they've only been around for, I think, 1860 was the first pneumatic tubes in England. I mean, Tesla is talking about building, you know, the Hyperloop. I mean, you don't need all the infrastructure. You know, you don't need to build freeways, overpasses and such like that. You know, they're individual little cars that hold about 20 people. You know, you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, taking over a train as a terrorist. I mean, all of this makes a whole lot more sense. But that choo-choo, they keep spending money on it because that is what they believe in.
Right. It's kind of outdated.
They drive cars. You take train. That's their public policy.
Well, you know, as everybody says here in California, that the real train is Southwest Airlines.
Get on the love train.
That's right. That's the real train because it's much more convenient. It gets you there a lot faster. Even though it's kind of interesting.
They have $26 tickets sometimes on Southwest.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, that's just it. They beat that pricing. But I want to talk a little bit. We got about another minute or so. About what is going to happen now with a little review here for Bezos. This is actually the fall of Bezos, in my opinion. You're going to see him.
And if it was gone. Any other company, the board would get together and he'd be fired today.
Mm-hmm.
If he had 17% of the stock, but does his wife not have a bad attitude about what he's done? They're getting divorced. She owns as many votes as he does. Conceivably, Bezos in a board vote would have to recuse himself.
Yeah.
You know, so if it was me, he would have been gone yesterday before he could go on and say that he'd been blackmailed. I mean, the idea that you let your CEO talk about blackmail when you're trying to get the Department of Defense contract, I mean, who's running Amazon? Is it a one-man band for the biggest company in the world? I mean, this is frighteningly scary.
Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, tell us how we can get a hold of you because we're running up against the clock.
Always on American Thinker, and, you know, I speak at Paul's conferences. If you're a new California guy, you know, you need to get on board. This is going to be the real deal. It's time to move.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're really happy to have you back as listeners, and we're closing the show out today. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and give us a contact. Contact us. Go to the volunteer button there on the website on newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on. We got special announcements. Today is Grievance 55. We'll be reading those today. The grievances are up on the website, newcaliforniastate.com. You can read all of them, and in particular, emphasis on today's grievance, which is grievance number 55. Wow, big one. Resolution number 2, 19-02 is resolution, the one for today. Okay, so anyway, thanks for listening, like I said, and we've just got so many things going on. It's not even funny on Agenda 21 Radio. The stories just keep on coming. It's the product that keeps giving, the Democrats, and Beto O'Rourke. And what about Ocasio-Cortez? Boy, I'll tell you, she's a great conservative. She's a wonderful conservative. Isn't it nice to have her on the conservative side and supporting Donald Trump? I'm serious. Now listen. Don't mess with me now. Just listen. Just think about it. What a great gift she is to America, right? You just never know what happens when you open up a box of chocolates, as they say. And I'm really, really pleased to have seen President Trump out and about in El Paso. He needs to continue to be at the border more often because the border needs him. And he needs his declaration of an emergency down at the border is what we really do need. Anyway, I'm just saying that. And, of course, we have our own issues in New California, and we really appreciate the support of the president. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.